GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. If you're feeling a bit of deja vu, you're not alone. The crypto world is once again embroiled in some not-so-flattering headlines. This week, we're dissecting the $3.1 million Polymarket hack, Ethereum Foundation's job cuts, and the curious case of Michael Saylor's Bitcoin discount. First off, let's talk about Polymarket. You know, the decentralized markets platform that just had a pretty bad week. An unchecked loophole allowed hackers to execute a supply chain attack, the kind that doesn't involve you clicking any shady links or compromising your seed phrase. This attack was all about the backend, hitting Polymarket's infrastructure itself. Malicious JavaScript was injected through a third-party vendor, which redirected user transactions to the hackers' wallets. The damage? 11 wallets and $3.1 million vanished into the ether. The real kicker here is the CFTC, already casting a suspicious eye on Polymarket for its marketing tactics, now has even more reason to dig in. It's like a free subscription to unwanted regulatory scrutiny. And speaking of scrutiny, let's turn to the Ethereum Foundation. They've just announced a 40% budget cut, resulting in 54 job terminations and the closure of their privacy research lab. That's not the kind of news you want to hear when you're building the backbone of decentralized finance. The bear market is baring its teeth, and even Ethereum isn't immune. The move raises questions about the stability of crypto projects that are supposed to be robust enough to weather financial storms. The cuts may be necessary, but they also feed into a broader narrative of uncertainty, not just for Ethereum, but for the entire sector. Now, let's pivot to Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy. For years, Saylor's been pitching MSTR as the ultimate proxy for holding Bitcoin, a way for investors to leverage Bitcoin's potential while enjoying some operational upside. And until now, Wall Street ate it up, trading MSTR at premiums way above its Bitcoin holdings. But as of June 27, 2026, that premium has evaporated. The market value of MicroStrategy has dipped below the value of the Bitcoin it holds, a whopping 847,063 BTC. That's a cool $51 billion in crypto terms, yet the company now finds itself priced at a discount with a market nav of 0.98. It's never happened before, and it raises an eyebrow for both Saylor and his firm. Is this a mere blip or a harbinger of market sentiment shifting against the leveraged play? So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders out there? Well, for starters, security is no longer just an afterthought, especially when vulnerabilities can emerge from places you didn't even know were connected to your system. Devs and security engineers, your work is cut out for you. As for Ethereum, their budget cuts shine a light on the need for sustainable funding models. If you're a developer, diversifying your skills and being adaptable will be crucial in navigating this unpredictable landscape. And for those in the investment arena, including Saylor's League, the message is clear. Perception can change in the blink of an eye, and the market is never short of surprises. As always, the crypto grind rolls on, and whether you're coding, investing, or just trying to keep up, it's about staying informed and adaptable. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.